Page 17. You can achieve the sound of the blues style through the use of bending tones. The best introduction to blues harmonica is to listen to good recordings or professional harp players and try to mimic their sound. How to bend tones. Using lip blocking, draw with force, drop the jaw slightly along with the tongue. This will cause the air to dart downward to the floor of the mouth right behind the lower teeth. This creates a pressure that will bend draw tones. This, along with the strengthening of the lips, will help to make bending tones easier as practice takes place. By reversing this process, the bend sound will return to its normal sound. When you bend a reed, you are actually slowing down the vibration of the reed. Circle 24. Cross harp only. Page 18. As you begin to make the sound bend, you will note that you can bend a little or a lot. Circle 25. In hole 2 draw, G flat and F are possible bent tones. 1, 2, 3, 4. After you begin to make the note bend, you must work to establish a slide like a trombone might play. You work to bend or slide the tone down, then let the note slide back up to its normal position or sound. You must practice this slide until it becomes comfortable. Your lip muscles will get tired. Stop a while, then try again. Your strength will increase with much practice. Circle 26. After the slide becomes comfortable, end the slide with a blow note in the same hole. This will complete the slide. Circle 27. When you have mastered to some degree the complete slide down, then begin to practice the slide up. Be careful not to overdraw when trying to maintain a G tone in hole 2. It is a relaxed tone. Now move to the third hole and do the same slide practice, down and up. Circle 28. It is more difficult to start down and slide up. With practice, it will create control. Hole 3 seems more difficult to bend. It will be easier to bend this hole a lot than just a little. Now tag on the blow note of hole 3. This will complete the slide. Practice this until you have mastered it. Then reverse the process and blow in hole 3 and slide up by drawing hard and then releasing the pressure. Circle 29. Hole 4 is next. This is only bent one half step. You need not bend it very far. The chromatic can bend this note too. Circle 30. The same technique can be used in hole 6, A to A flat. Page 21. As we examine the harmonica, certain notes are missing. On the chromatic, there are no missing notes. Page 22. In gaining the use of these sharps and flats, we discover that a tone or two exists between the draw tones of the diatonic. Circle 31. Next, we must learn to separate the bending tones G, G flat, or F sharp, and F natural. so that we have three equal and separate tones up and down. We can tag the blow note at the end of the short scale. Circle 32. This takes a great deal of listening, concentration, practice, and control to achieve separation technique. Page 23. The same technique must be practiced in hole 3, but this time there will be four equal parts, B, B flat, A, and A flat. Circle 33. Circle 34. Circle 35. Also, hole 6 can be separated with an A and A flat. Listen carefully. Page 25. Using cross harp, a chromatic scale is almost possible. Circle 38 and 39. Page 27. Most draw notes should start flat, then raise to the proper pitch. Listen to the single example. Page 28, circle 45. You might notice the similar pattern on page 16, circle 23. I will play the first 12 bars, and you play the last 24 measures.